Well, we have been covering the crop side of the freeze aftermath pretty heavy, but it's time to take a look at how the markets are responding. And surprisingly, USDA economist Gary Lusher says,
overall, I think prices for fresh market vegetables this particular winter will be at or even maybe a little below what we saw last year on average.
So even though supplies are relatively tight, prices for tomatoes and other Florida-grown veggies are not skyrocketing the way they did after last year's January freezes.
Because of the adequate warning about the impending frigid weather, Florida growers were able to harvest and store a large quantity of tomatoes and other vegetables prior to the freeze. And it's because of that inventory the market price is actually running 15 to 20% below a year earlier.
However, there is only so much of a good thing.
By mid-January, most of that stored product is going to be sold, and that'll leave a gap in the market that will inevitably result in sharp price increases.
But you recall his earlier prediction that prices still won't get as high as they did last winter. Lusher says that will be due in part to Mexican imports filling the gaps. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.